On Indiana University's Total Solar Eclipse Week, how will migrating birds treat the solar eclipse? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kimberly Rosfall, associate professor of biology, asks for help in finding out.
The total solar eclipse on April 8th coincides with a really exciting time for wild birds. Locally breeding birds are fighting for territories and singing for mates. So during the eclipse, when it gets dark in the middle of the day, what will the birds do? Will they pause their fighting and wooing and shift towards more bedtime-like behaviors? Or how about a nocturnal animal like an owl? Or the nighttime migrants, will they start to rustle before they realize it's not night? My lab studies animal behavior in wild birds. We hope the public can help to answer some of these questions. With collaborators across campus, we're creating an app called SolarBird, which anyone can download for free. It has short guided questions to click through, documenting what you see or hear birds doing before, during, or after the eclipse. Our goal is to have at least 1,000 observations. These types of public science projects can help scientists generate huge amounts of data across a scale that's not otherwise possible. Most past research on total solar eclipses is anecdotal. Zoo animals hollering or a rooster on a farm crowing as if it's dawn. With SolarBird and additional audio data we're collecting ourselves, we can bring together quantitative data collected at scale so that we can consider who responds to this kind of sudden change in light and why.
That was Kimberly Rosfall of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.